Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me on the line right now to talk about something that is just, I think, just absolutely genius. Andy Rice. He's a speaker, he's a writer, he's a strategist, he analyzes market campaigns. Good afternoon, Andy, and thank you so much. Welcome to Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Kathy, and thank you.
It's lovely to hear, to be speaking to you. The KFC campaign, where they have borrowed different brands, different brand taglines. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's caused a bit of a stir, this one. Essentially, it goes back to last August when KFC came to the conclusion that in the current conditions with the pandemic, that they had, by their own admission, the most inappropriate slogan for a brand, i.e. finger-licking good, when we're trying to be very careful with our personal hygiene. So they announced then they were dropping the slogan, and or suspending it at least. They weren't going to walk away from it ad infinitum. They just said, we think it's inappropriate in the current climate, and we're going to drop. So between August and now, they've had no slogan at all, just KFC, which for many people is sufficient identification anyway. But now they've run a promotional campaign in the UK and here, which replaces the finger-licking good slogan with other lines borrowed from famous brands. And it's caused quite a stir because obviously you're using someone else's intellectual property. And to give you some examples, for instance, they would have, if you take a brand like MTN, they would have the MTN style, but it would say everywhere you go, that's where there's a KFC. Nike's Just Do It, Specsavers, the optician's range. They ran a commercial or an ad on digital platforms with a KFC bucket that was slightly out of focus, and it said should have gone to Specsavers. So I think you can see that it's almost endless how many brands you can make witty puns or tease. But not everybody thinks this is quite as clever or as original as it should be. And there's been a big fuss online about the sort of ethics and the morality of KFC using other people's property in this way.
No, really? Something playful? We just don't have room to play anymore? No. Tell me more about this, Andy. What is happening to humanity? Really?
I agree, and I've bemoaned the loss of sense of humor in advertising myself. However, having said that, as someone who's been on the brand side of things, there's two real responses. You can either take the view that KFC themselves appear to have taken when they say they have nothing but respect for the brands that they're borrowing from. They say that imitation is a sincerest form of flattery, just to remind us. And overall say it's a silly stunt, all in good fun. That's a quote from KFC.
And it's promoting both brands.
Well, I think there's a distinction to be made here because, yes, you could say no one will be confused between an optical retailer and a chicken brand. And that's fair enough on one level. But all of these owners of brands that have suffered at the hands of KFC, if you want to be a bit more dramatic, I don't think any of them would say quite happily that this is indeed a silly stunt, all in good fun, and we had nothing but respect for KFC.
Oh,
I think that they have spent billions, literally, as KFC have themselves, over the years building a brand and building imagery and slogans that are identified to be closely with that brand. And it's very easy to muddy the waters and confuse the market with this strange use of brands that appear to have no connection with KFC whatsoever. So I think that you can take one of two routes. You can either take this a silly stunt route, or you can take somewhat more seriously the concept of plagiarism or intellectual theft, intellectual property theft. It's not impossible for those arguments to be put forward either. Consistency and just making sure that you keep that brand in the public eye in the way it should be are key pillars of brand building. And anything that chips away at them is bad news. And I don't think that the other brands would be quite quite as complimentary about KFC if they were asked to do so.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you, Andy Rice, are your own brand, and you have been for many years in doing what you do, right? You're very much in the public domain. Andy, would you have minded if KFC used your tagline?
I probably wouldn't, simply because they are such a big brand and I'm a little pinprick. So I think that it wouldn't really concern that. But their point is they've borrowed from major brands of stature. And they've chosen to have, I don't know, L'Oreal, Your Worth It, referring to KFC. And I'm not convinced that it's worth just shrugging your shoulders and saying, oh, well, it was just a city stunt and we don't mind. I think there's probably quite a few people sitting around in marketing meetings at the moment wondering whether it's worth taking any action or whether we should just laugh it off through ignoring it.
Even better, let them come back with something better. Do you remember the rivalry between BMW and Mercedes-Benz?
I do indeed.
And do you remember that ad? It was with Chapman's Peak, right?
Yes, BMW beats the Benz.
Yes, it beats the Benz.
B-E-N-D-S, yeah.
Exactly.
No, I agree. And there was another one between, I think it was Sanlam and KFC, Sanlam and Nando's, I think.
Yeah.
But that again is conscious response from both sides. So it's not just one brand getting away with a bit of publicity. All of those were genuine competitor versus competitor campaigns, and I think that makes a difference. It's not quite the same as just saying, "We'll let them come back with something cleverer." If they do, then that's great. But I still think that the majority of brand owners looking at KFC are using their brand equity on their behalf. And after all, I think you must realize that KFC wouldn't have done this if they didn't see some benefit for themselves. They're not a charity. They're not altruistic in regard to the use of their brand. They don't stick it out there and say, please, anybody feel free to use this brand. And that's what they've effectively done with other brands here. And I think that suggests that perhaps the motives are not quite so squeaky clean as they would like us to believe.
Oh, no, don't ruin it for me, Andy. Don't. All right, that's where we leave it. Thank you so much, Andy Rice. It's been lovely chatting to you. I'm sure that it won't be the last time that you're on Chai FM. And I wish you a wonderful week further.
Thanks, Cathy.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.